Some gifts are meant to last forever. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 829.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE News Time is 8:30 on the nose. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us SOS Child Advocacy Center Director, Jenny Samples.
Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Absolutely.
All right, Jenny, came on board here just over a month ago as the SOS Child Advocacy Center Director, but you've actually been in the SOS, really the Child Advocacy Center office, for a little over a year now. And let's talk a little bit about kind of how excited you are to take over the directorship position here at SOS.
Yeah, so when I started at SOS, I was the family coordinator for the Child Advocacy Center. And I did coordinate all of the interviews that would come into our center. And so I really got to work with families and the kiddos that came in, and I just really enjoyed it. And so, I was so happy, to get the director position and be able to continue, to support those families and also to work with our community partners.
Well, Jenny, let's talk a little bit about what are the responsibilities of the director of the Child Advocacy Center here at SOS.
So basically, I run the Advocacy Center. I make sure that we are working with those community partners like law enforcement, DCF. We work with mental health. All of those pieces add up to, working in the Child Advocacy Center. So I will help coordinate those interviews and make sure that everything runs smoothly for the families and the kiddos that come in to our center.
Now, you talk about interviews. These are situations that are uncomfortable would be an understatement, the way it sounds. Is there are some really significant situations that these children and these families are going through once they get to your office.
Yeah, so they come in through a referral from either DCF or law enforcement, and they do interviews because there has been allegations of child abuse. And so they get a chance to come into our center in a child-friendly setting and tell their story, and they get that opportunity without anybody asking them questions, and they really just get to sit down with a trained interviewer and sit down and tell their side of the story and what they want us to know.
And SOS Child's Advocacy Center Director Jenny Samples on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. Jenny, do you have an office in Burlington too?
We do, yes. We sure do. That just opened last summer in July. So we are very happy to be able to, make it so that we can support those families even in different towns and counties. So we have been doing interviews over there now since July, August of last year.
This is clearly, it's important for the kids to have this particular service available to them and try to get their lives back in order. But how important is it for the family members of these children, especially those who care for the kids on a daily basis, to have this particular office and this level of support from your perspective?
Well, it is very important because throughout the entire process, we are advocates for that child and for the family. So, we will provide resources and it varies in what families need, but we want to make sure that we're providing resources for each family that, you know, they specifically need. So throughout the process, we may work with a family for a couple years, even longer than that, to make sure that they're getting those needs met and that they're okay. You know, these are hard situations, so we want to make sure that mental health is a huge, it plays a huge role in this, and we want to make sure that they're receiving all of the resources they can possibly get.
Jenny, I wanted to ask you here too, because your career has really dealt with kids in several different ways. Maybe you could give your thoughts on how your prior career stops have kind of led you up to this role, and how you're kind of tapping those experiences here to help you in this role.
Well, yeah, I mean, as most people know, I was a foster parent with my husband. So we started that out several years ago, and then we adopted from foster care. And I think, you know, going through that really kind of lit a fire in me. These kids need advocates. They need supporters. They need people in their corner. And, you know, I wanted to be that person. So I love working with the families. I love working with children. So it just seemed like a natural progression for me. And I worked at St. Francis as well, in family preservation, trying to keep families together. And then I moved on to KCSL and worked in Healthy Families and provided, in-home supports to families. So then moving on to the Child Advocacy Center, it just seemed natural. It just seemed to be where I needed to be and where I belonged.
And I think you and your husband are still fostering, are you not?
Oh, we are, yeah. Yes. Yes, we are, yeah.
Yeah, we got a little one who I think Jenny just dropped off here right before the interview. So,
yeah,
Jenny, one question here for you. You've talked with me obviously about some of the different goals and objectives about maybe expanding the partnership network over Lyon County and maybe even into neighboring counties. Maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
So one of the big things I think that I really want to push is, and I say resources, so that is something that I want to work with our community partners on, because like I said, the needs vary so much. But in other towns and other counties, those same needs. And so being able to take those resources, or being able to at least have those interviews and have those people in those other counties, is valuable to, these families, because some people can't travel, 30, 40 minutes to go to a center or for mental health therapy. So, being able to have those in their own counties and in their own towns is just something that I would love to be able to expand and be able to give to these families.
Well, Jenny, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on your appointment to director of the SOS Child's Advocacy Center here at SOS. We appreciate your time, and thanks for all you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right, Jenny Samples, SOS Child Advocacy Center Director, our Newsmaker 2 guest here today. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2, we'll be talking with the organizers of the Reading Tornado Trot and Trail right after we talk with Tom Hayden about LaGrind during the newscast. Don't forget our Cinco de Mayo preview coming up next for the Newsmaker 3 here on KVOE.
Yeah, LaGrind happening this weekend as well. Wow.
It's a stacked weekend.
More stuff going on. Hey, our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 8:38. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A showdown on the campus of UCLA this morning is